This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Unfortunately, Victoria is in absentia. Kara Schillen is here, so we're all set, ready to go. I thought it was interesting looking at some of the people in the news today, Jennifer. The FBI has fired Peter Strzok, the agent who sent the text messages, which were considered mildly anti-Trump.
Mildly. He said he has a backup plan to get the guy out of office.
Really? He and his girlfriend, his co-worker, were fired. The third high-profile FBI official to be fired from the bureau since the presidency went to the Donald. Last year, James Comey got booted. This year, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was fired. And let's see, these people are out now. Worked for the Bureau. Strzok worked 22 years, helped lead the investigation into Russia's interference in the presidential election and into Hillary's use of private email servers when she was Secretary of State. Last summer, he was removed from the Russia inquiry by Special Counsel Robert Mueller when Justice Department Inspector Michael Horowitz discovered texts between Mr. Strzok and Attorney Lisa Page. That had, she's the attorney for the FBI, apparently his girlfriend, disparaging the candidacy of Mr. Trump. When he testified during a heated hearing with lawmakers last month, he insisted his personal opinions hadn't affected his work. Come on, who believes that crap? Nobody believes that stuff. He said, "Let me be clear, unequivocally and under oath, not once in my 26 years of defending our nation, you blow-hearted, egotistical, guys like this give me a pain and you know where."
So I guess you don't like him?
No, I don't like people like this.
His lawyer is very upset that he is being that he's being fired. They're saying that it's against the protocol of the department. But, I don't know that... Maybe that's what they do. What protocol would protect him? But when you have the evidence, and I know people say a lot of things, and I don't care if this guy likes Trump or he doesn't like Trump or he has no opinion on him. Right. What I don't like is the insinuation that he has a backup plan to get Trump out of office. He also said, "We're working on something in Andy's office."
How much of his time paid by the taxpayer is he using to screw around with stuff like this? Get lost. Go away. Write a book. Do a movie.
He will
go
be
somewhere
writing a
else.
Book. I'm sure he'll be out on the
of
talk circuit,
right.
Lickety-split.
Exactly. Just like what's-his-face Comey was. Another big $3 bill. All right. And speaking of $3 bills, next person in the focus here, Jennifer, is our pal Amorosa. The White House reportedly looking into legal options to stop more leaks. I don't know where this woman got on the train. She gets off the train. This is the latest scandal. It's so silly because she's a nothing from nowhere, and nobody is with. So she's there all across the news. I love these local news channels. First with local news, breaking news: Amorosa embarrasses the president. What's that going to do with local news? That's not going on, boss. That's going on in Washington. Amorosa's leaking this and leaking that. Go take a leak.
Yeah, she has tapes. That's what's new, is that she has tapes of John Kelly firing her. Yeah. And then she has a tape of the president the next day, she claims, saying, "I didn't know. Why are you leaving? What are you talking about?" Well, that may have been an act, because every chief of staff has played good cop, bad cop, where they say, we can't have you anymore. Her reputation was not stellar. She was misusing taxpayer money for
her
car service.
She was a whack job on TV, on The Privilege. Yeah. She's a whack job now. Trump showed very, very bad judgment hiring her or having her on. She's a wing nut.
It was a pay of loyalty. I think he needed a female African-American woman. He needed a woman, a black woman specifically, to go out on the while he was campaigning, saying, this guy isn't so bad. Take a second look. And then when she came to him and said, I need a job, and he says was crying about it, he brought her on.
Yeah. All right. Let's get an update on Molly Tibbetts. You know the story behind the story with her. She disappeared. Brooklyn, Iowa. New website allowing the town to help authorities as they investigate her disappearance. She's 20 years old, a sophomore at the University of Iowa. Gone for a month. She went jogging. This is a small town, nice town. This program was heard there. I know the story. 1,500 people live there. This is a story focused on this 20-year-old who is not at all like this. I'm looking at the report from Mitch Morved, who's the director of field operations for the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations, says this is completely out of character for her. So they have formed a task force with the FBI to investigate. So every avenue is being pursued. You'd expect that. A lot of tips have been received. 500 interviews have been conducted. This new website, by the way, findingmolly.iowa.gov, findingmolly.iowa.gov, allows people to give anonymous tips. So we're on in Des Moines, in Brooklyn, in Boone. Anybody, you've heard these stories, I'm sure, before, local media. The authorities say that they are asking everybody to reflect back on the days prior to her disappearance, because in a town like this, pretty much, I don't want to say you know everybody, but you know a lot of people.
You know enough. Yeah, you
yeah,
see
exactly.
Enough.
The reward, by the way, online is $360,000.
Wow.
For information leading to her return.
Such a sad story. So,
yeah, and then there's been a lot of crazy attacks. The pig farm stuff.
Yeah, well, they were looking at the pig farm. The guy said he was going to go under a lie detector. I'm not sure if he ever did that. And then they were saying that because there was no sign of struggle, that perhaps she went with someone that she knew. And then yesterday, I think, well, I don't know, what, maybe it was a couple days ago, they did an update saying if you've seen someone who is acting different, who might be dressing or trying to change their appearance in some way. So now they're making it seem like maybe somebody from the town or outside of the town may have taken her in and trying to hide their tracks. People don't vanish into thin air.
Something's happened. All right, next person in the news is Robin Wright. Remember her from House of Cards?
Sure.
Was married to Sean Penn for a long time. Quite an accomplished actress. Has married her boyfriend, French guy named Clement Girardet. How about that for her? I'm pretty good at it's Clement.
No, say it again.
Clement Girardet. They tied the knot, surrounded by their nearest and dearest friends. Did not include Kevin Spacey. He wasn't there. They wrapped up shooting the last episodes of House of Cards. Robin is seen wearing a bohemian-inspired white dress. I would guess, yeah, she'd be a bohemian. Look at some of the photos and the videos. Dylan Penn, her 27-year-old daughter with Sean, captured the excitement and Instagram videos and captioned wedding vibes. The clip, which is geotagged to Southern France, shows friends dancing to the music. Looks like kind of a Mamma Mia setting. Man, if you look at it, it's kind of Mamma Mia-ish.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love when people get married for maybe the second, maybe the third time in Hollywood, and they go and they just have casual weddings that are, there's something about it, a wedding with older people that is more fun, because all of the, we have to do this, we have to do that, that feels like it slips away by and large, not every time, but it just seems to be more relaxed, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't think Sean Penn was there, although I think they have a good relationship, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I think because of the kids. Sean Penn's a weird guy.
He is a weird guy. So they have a daughter and a son. Okay. So Clement Girardet. is her husband. He works for YSL. You know what YSL is?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Please.
YSL. Yes.
I'm a shopper.
Clement Juridet.
What was his name? Sorry, I missed it the 17 times that we said it.
Juridet. I like that. It's like some new kind of ice cream. Juridet. All right, 16 after the hour.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-264-0319 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-264-0319. Again, 800-264-0319.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow!
Jake! Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and
Yes, we're all focused on our own little corner of the world. So here in Framingham, the big star story today is about a fellow facing charges after he and his friend beat up the owner of the Samba Steak and Sushi House on Route 9. The guys escorted the fellow who owns the restaurant, Shi Zhang, out the front door of his restaurant and beat him up. And then told him to go back to China, where he belonged. They said after they beat him up that he should go back to Asia, and you have a small penis. That's what they told him, according to the police report. This is the thinking of people, and not only here but elsewhere. Yes, you little Asian rat, go back to China where you came from. And take your small penis with you. That's basically. The guy thought he was going to die. He got beat up. His eyes are a mess. My God, he's beat up. But anyway, he was choked. But this, he's just ignorant. Just the ignorance of people is
and
legion.
For what? I mean, now these people have a police report against them. They're going to get in trouble for what?
And they'll
for
go no to reason. Jail. Hopefully, yeah. They'll go to jail. They should go to jail.
They should.
21 after the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Judge again this year?
Oh, an American Idol?
American Idol? Yeah.
I think so. I haven't heard that he's not.
Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie in the musical news at 24 after the hour here on the DJB show with Jennifer and Kara and I, focused on his song Hello. He's ready to say hello to consumers of the Heal app, a healthcare app. Richie says he invested in Heal 3 times. In the last 3 years, he won't disclose the size of his investment, but Heal has raised over $69 million from Richie, former Qualcomm CEO Paul Jacobs, and a couple of other people. Lionel says he liked the concept of medical house calls for a flat rate of $99, and now that the concept has been a proven success, he wants to tell the world about it and help Heal grow. This kind of sounds like Oprah and Weight Watchers to me. Isn't that what it sounds like to you? Same kind of stuff?
Yeah, investment in there from the celebrity.
He says he likes the concept of the house calls for $99. I'm going to put my face on this. He says he's friends with Elon Musk from Tesla fame, pays attention to some of the innovations they talk about over dinner. He drives a Tesla himself. Has SolarCity products in his home. I'm spending more time vetting investments than songs, he says. Well, if you got a lot of money and there's no more songs to record, then maybe that's a good thing. Manage your money.
I would love to go see his... Yeah, no, this is a cool app. I like the idea for it. And his audience, like all of us, is aging. But I want to go see his show in Vegas. The residency looks really, really good.
When are they doing that? When does that start?
I think he's actually next. The Backstreet Boys just finished. That's what I saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now I think he starts at Planet Hollywood for a few weeks.
So another 15-hour drive, which should take 5 hours.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Sure, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
You want to?
You can walk there faster than you can drive.
Actually, that is true. And I thought about doing that.
Okay.
15, I might die of dehydration,
go around that wacky curve, that bend that it sometimes takes forever. If you get off, those of you who have made that drive from L.A. to Las Vegas, it is crazy. All right, next up, musically, John Mellencamp. I always get a kick out of him just in my own frame of reference as a jock and... I'm a moderate fan of his. John Cougar Mellencamp. John Mellencamp, who is he today? He's John Mellencamp. He's created some expressionist art which is going to be on display at the Butler Institute in Ohio Art Museum. New exhibition of paintings by Mellencamp, oil portraits, expressionistic oil portraits, some of the other things he's done as well. The exhibition opens up on the 20th of next month at the Institute of American Art in Youngstown, runs through November 18th, including portraits and mixed media pieces. What do you suppose that is? What's a mixed media piece?
I think it's different. When you use different types of, like, paint and right. charcoal, different kinds of media. Yeah.
Okay. Guy's a little crazy. I'd imagine his art will reflect that somewhat. It's his second show with the Butler after his exhibition a couple of years ago at the Trumbull Branch in suburban Howland, Ohio. The Butler Institute has a reputation for exhibiting artwork by famous actors and musicians. Recent displays by folks like Bob Dylan, Peter Falk, Tony Bennett, Jessica Lange, Ronnie Wood, Kim Novak. What an interesting group of people. Do you know who Kim Novak is, Kara?
I don't think so. I know who everybody else in that list is.
I know. I don't know who that is, actually.
Kim Novak was a very sultry, would be the word I'd use to describe her, actress from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. She was the sex pot.
Do you know Do you know anything that she was in?
I can tell you.
You
no,
can picture
I can't
her, but you can't think of anything.
I can see her in a movie by Hitchcock, but I can't remember the name of it.
Not the Birds.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, but she was that smoky, sultry-looking actress. Sex pride. All right, that's the story from John Mellencamp at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four states holding primaries yesterday. One of the winners, America's first transgender major party nominee for a governorship, Christine Hallquist, easily winning the Democratic primary for governor in Vermont. Also in that state, Senator Bernie Sanders won his primary in a landslide. Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin determining a matchup for the seat being vacated by House Speaker Paul Ryan. It'll be union iron worker Randy Bryce for the Democrats against Ryan's former aide, Brian Stile. Meanwhile, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier admitting defeat in last week's primary there. Collier saying he and his lieutenant governor will endorse the winner, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach.
Tracy and I will not challenge this, nor will we be asking for a recount.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is the DJV program. My bright and enjoyable voice is here every day, along with the bright, enjoyable voice of Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, bright and enjoyable as well here. Victoria's voice doesn't work at all today. That's why she's not here. Can you imagine, Jennifer, a station, a radio station, airing in America that belongs to the Chinese?
Yes, actually, I can. I don't know if it's a great idea, but yes.
Radio station that I used to be on, as a matter of fact, in the early incarnation of this radio program back 30 years ago, 31 years. We start October 8th, the 31st year of doing this program. And in the early days, I was on a station licensed to Tijuana known as Extra, X-E-T-R-A. Mm-hmm. It was called Extra. They didn't use E. It was X-T-R-A. And now it's called X-E-W-W. It belongs to a Mexican company that is about to sell out to a Chinese, a Hong Kong company called Beijing Phoenix TV. So you can imagine folks in Washington a little anxious about this, but they can't do anything about it.
Right.
They can't, unless they block the signal, which has been done in days past with the Cubans. The mighty 690, it was called when I was on it.
I remember that.
77,000 watts. Got all over Southern California. It was a lot of fun, actually, because you could be heard.
It was a good station, the Mighty 690. That's right. I remember that.
Right. Yep. Your father remembered it, too. Anyway, so it's been a Spanish station. It's done music and talk and all kinds of stuff. But now, it had English language sports on it, as a matter of fact. It was run by, as a subsidiary, one of the big companies. Anyway, so now... Marco Rubio, great grandstander that he is. Here he is, the Florida senator, speaking up about California. Well, I suppose in a manner of speaking up for everybody. They say they will air a full range of Mandarin Chinese programming. Music, entertainment, weather reports, traffic reports, Chinese community news, that sort of thing. What they want to do is have programming that is originating in L.A. and sent out. So there must be a station that belongs to that art. What's his face that does all the...
Yeah, this is, I think, and I feel like I should know this better, but my uncle actually, I think, works for this company. Arthur Liu is his name.
Arthur Liu, that's what I'm looking
for.
Right.
And he buys up, or he doesn't even buy up, but he does these LMAs, these local agreements, with a lot of stations, and it's a lot of Chinese and foreign language.
So if it's the same programming you can get in Los Angeles, San Francisco, most of the big cities, Chinese-originated programming, what difference does it make whether the Chinese own the station if they're going to have the same programming?
Right.
Is there? I asked the question because you're a radio brat, I'm a radio guy. I don't know... that it makes, or is it just one way, one more way for those dirty, rotten Chinese to get their fingers wrapped around the pulse of America and to corrupt us one more way?
Yeah, that's probably it. I think that they're taking it. They're taking a little bit of caution and offense with this because
the
obviously
FCC.
when we think of Chinese media, we think of Tokyo, we think of Tokyo Rose, right? We think about
Japanese media.
I'm sorry, but we think of Tokyo Rose. We think of communist run media in China. We think of all of these things that come along with the Asian country. So I'm sure that's what the fear is, but I don't know if that's the fear that I would have here in this country. I mean, it certainly would be a way to spread propaganda, because I don't know how many Americans are going to be listening to the Chinese station, but...
I'd be like, you know what? I miss that song that Kara always turns her nose up when I say, I want to play I Like Chinese. You're offended too?
No, I'm a fan. I actually...
Oh, yeah. All right, China, Kara, dust that off for you. For us when we have these conversations.
Apparently, it's not good taste, I guess. I don't know.
Says who?
According to
whom? Who's going to be... Right. You the arbiter of my taste? No.
Sure.
I don't. If it's politically incorrect, so what? Who says so? So it's politically incorrect. I don't care. According to whom? Am I worried about... what? I'm not worried about offending somebody. I've long since stopped being...
I do that every day.
Worried about that. Yeah. No. Notice how Kara is not running, though, to get the audio.
I think actually Kara is just running right now. She's just running away.
Yeah. See you later. All right. The conversation...
I'll get a text message later. Stop encouraging Doug.
Yeah. Some of us are trying to do our job on the phone getting guests on, so we've got other things to do besides worry about your I Love
what
Chinese
What are you talking
song.
About?
I love Chinese. They only come up to my knees. All right, so Kara, as she informed us, was busy getting a couple of people that are going to address your problems with your joints in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Getting into shape and losing weight are often at the top of lists for personal goals. But getting started can be daunting, which is why having a plan is very important.
What are you striving for? Is it weight loss? Is it you want to lower your blood pressure or just get in better shape in general? So have a plan with clearly defined goals. How many days a week are you able to devote to exercise? What does that timeline look like? All of those things can be really, really important as you get started.
Danielle Johnson is a physical therapist with the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program. She says the goals need to be realistic. And, this is important too, do something you like.
If you hate running, don't run. Find a class that you enjoy doing. Bring a buddy. Make it social. It shouldn't be drudgery. And so I think that a lot of people go and they don't like it. And so who's going to continue doing that long term?
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
44 past the hour now. I told you we were going to talk about your joint pain. When I say you, it's all of us who have this problem. I know you do, because we all go through it. Our bodies are not built for some of the activities that we want it to perform, and thus, as we grow a little older, we get a little bit more joint pain. Joining us is Dr. Sarkis Bedikian, who's an orthopedic surgeon at Mid-America Orthopedics, and then Barb Crawford, who is a lady, lives in Muncie, Indiana. Let me start with you, Ms. Crawford. You were in your 30s when you first started feeling the impacts of osteoarthritis in both of your knees. What did it feel like?
Well, back in my 30s, I can remember my kids saying, "Mom, are you sure you want to do this gardening? Because you know you won't be able to walk tomorrow." And that really hit me when I look back on that. It's like, yeah, that really was happening. But that was just the stiffness, and you just go with it. And but then in my 50s, I was starting to have to make decisions of not being able to participate in things I wanted to do in life. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have the knees that could handle things.
Did you think that you were overly doing it, or were you thinking you were living an average life, doing gardening, you were a teacher, regular activities? So was there something?
I was always very active. Yeah. I loved being very active. I loved it. And that's just the way I was. So I was always going to go for that. I never was going to sit back. Maybe I did too much. I don't know. Other teachers said that I crawled around on the floor too much. But that was just me. You know, that was just me. And I think a lot of people are just very active. And we're finding out, 40s and 50s, your knees are sometimes worn out, you can wear out your joints.
Yeah.
To an extreme degree. I always kept thinking, I need to tough it out. I waited too long. But I finally realized, you know, that I needed to talk to an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. I'm one of those people, I've been very active. I'm older than you are, but I've had the last 4 or 5 years, especially, stuff going on with my knees. I've been not only a broadcaster, but a farmer all my life, and lots of exercise, lots of work on the farm, and it has taken its toll in joint pain. Let's talk to Dr. Vedekian, whose specialty is osteopedics? Is that the correct way of pronouncing that?
It's orthopedic.
Okay, just spelled differently. So, you've seen lots of people over your career, just like Miss Crawford, I would guess, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen many women similar to Barb and her experience with how joint pain affects them, yes.
And it does...
Both emotionally.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the emotional. There's a study out, a survey conducted by Edelman Intelligence that basically has surveyed a couple of hundred women who are between 45 and 65 who had knee problems, knee replacement, hip replacement, that sort of thing. What does that survey suggest?
It suggests that this type of joint pain does impact their personal relationships. You know, some of the details of the study were 2 out of 3 avoided social situations, 4 out of 5 make excuses about not being able to do things, more than half go home early from a night out, 9 of 10 talk about how frustrated, exhausted, and limited they are by this.
Mm-hmm. Is it the pain? Is it the physical pain? What comes first? The physical damage or the pain warning of damage?
Well, I think it's the physical pain that kind of starts things off. That's pretty much, you know, indicative of how much damage there is, because if there's enough damage, it's going to cause pain. And that constant pain and the inability to get relief puts a large emotional strain on people.
More women than men?
I think what this research shows that, you know, women, especially the ages 45 to 65, but yeah, overall it is more women than men.
So are more women than men getting hip and knee replacements these days?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And so what under the circumstances do people need to look out for? The practical suggestion here is that you don't have worry or fear about hip replacements. Is there something you can do to avoid the hip replacements or the knee replacements surgery?
Well, I mean, we always try to avoid. So there is conservative treatment, injections, physical therapy, topical medications, those types of things. And there's always fear with surgery. I mean, surgery is surgery. It is very, very fearful to have surgery. You're worried about the unexpected, the potential problems and risks that could come with surgery.
Yep. So what did you feel before you had your surgery, Barb?
I had fear, and I put it off. But it was the best decision in the long run that I ever made in my life. So I'm really glad, and that's why I'm here, is to tell other women to go ahead and do it, because you'll be walking around with a smile on your face instead of hobbling.
Is there a different, as a doctor, do you have different systems, different types of things that you can do under the circumstances, different sorts of operations or replacement pieces you can put in, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, the technology has gotten better over the last 20, 30 years with joint replacement, as well as the exposures. There's different types of exposures that can be done as well, depending on the orthopedic surgeon that's performing the surgery. But we're so much more advanced now than we were 20, 30 years ago.
All right. Dr. Vedekian, thank you, and best of luck to you as well, Ms. Crawford. It's 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Doug Steffen, no Victoria today, so I'll be the tech talk person. I'll be the tech talker, Kara. How's that? I'll be the tech talker.
Very cool.
That blue light that beams from your smartphone and your tablet changing cells in your eyes could accelerate blindness. Research at the University of Toledo studying the impact of blue light, which comes from the sun as well as your digital devices, what it does to your eyes. Study found blue light triggers toxic reactions in retinal molecules that sense light and signal your brain. The retinal used by photoreceptors in our eyes is what allows people to see. Results show blue light helps generate poisonous chemical reactions that kill your photoreceptors, which can't be restored once they die. This leads to macular degeneration, an incurable eye disease that causes blindness. Time you get in your 50s and 60s, could be all over. Researchers studying blue light coming from TV, smartphones, tablets, to figure out the impact it has on you during everyday exposure. They advise you to wear sunglasses, filtering UV and blue light, and avoid using their digital devices in the dark. Recent years, companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, introducing blue light filters to limit users' exposure. For example, Apple's iOS and Mac's OS feature a night shift mode where users can adjust displays to warmer colors. So, I guess I'm confused here. Should we have it on night mode all the time?
I have mine on night mode pretty much all the time. And I actually, before today, I just had it on from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., which is longer than most people have it. But I actually, I switched it to full time today. But the thing is I'm not completely clear on whether that actually eliminates the blue light or if it just makes it less harsh. Because my screen is almost yellow now. But this really terrifies me because I've gone to a lot of concerts and listened to a lot of music my whole life with headphones, and I always just kind of assumed, okay, maybe at some point I'll have some trouble with hearing. But now with phones, and I'm sitting in front of four screens right now, am I going to be blind when I'm 50? And so I just started looking up online to see if I can get prescription glasses that make glasses that you can use that
filter it out.
Yeah, filter it out. And I'm wondering if I can get normal prescription glasses that have that.
All right, let me know when you...
I'll let you know what I find.
Yeah, because I don't want to... At this point in my life, I've been wearing glasses, helper glasses, since I was in my 40s, and I'm going to have an operation maybe this winter to replace the corneas in my eye and have regular... there's a new operation done by a Russian surgeon in Los Angeles that replaces... the cornea. It's like wearing a contact, but it's stitched into your eye all the time. You don't have to wear glasses anymore. So let's see how that works out. Meanwhile, popular video game Fortnite finally coming to Android phones.
The Geek Out.
Fortnite is finally coming to Android, and that's big news, but the real headline is that Epic, the game's maker, is bypassing the Google Play Store in an effort to retain the 30% cut of any revenue made from in-game purchases. Now, when released, Android users will download the game directly from the Epic website, and the risk here is that depending on the version of Android, users will have to toggle off a security option, which if left off, could expose the device to all sorts of malware, and you could see how that could be a problem. We don't yet have a date for Fortnite on Android, but when we do, we'll tell you and also give you best practices on how to download with minimal risk for you or the Fortnite lover in your life.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, you're going to love this one. The safety of our election system doesn't exactly earn a vote of confidence following this year's DEFCON hacking conference in Las Vegas. One session featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Secretary of State, changed the results of the election. Took him 10 minutes to break in and gain access. Child taking part in a DEFCON voting machine hacking village where youngsters as young as 8 go in attempt to access replica web pages and change information. Company that provides election equipment across the U.S. emailed customers assuring that their machines were safe. What a bunch of crap that is. Ay, ay, ay. Not the fact that he did it, but that they're telling you they're safe. They're not safe. 59 passed.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.